Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back at 7:23. Try to get to the bottom of what in God's name is going on with Ben Simmons. Mm. I don't know anybody else to ask, Al, but Kyle Newbeck of Philly Voice. He's the best in the business. Hi, Kyle.
Good morning, Angelo.
Kyle, in your worst possible scenario, did you ever think it could get this bad with the Sixers and Ben Simmons?
I think we had some indications it might get this bad over the summer, Angelo, but, you know, with all the smoke that popped up over the summer, I also thought that a deal probably would have been done by now. It seems both parties were motivated to move on at one point, but one side clearly looks a little extra motivated to move on right now. So I think it might get worse before it gets better, honestly.
All right. I'm trying to get to the actual moment when Ben Simmons decides he can no longer be a Sixer. The best theory I have heard is that Doc Rivers says he doesn't know if you could win a championship with Ben at point guard. Is that the one thing that severed the ties in Ben's mind between him and the Sixers?
I think it's probably death by a thousand cuts, Angelo. Okay. I think certainly last year with the James Harden trade that they were trying to make, that, you know, they've made no secret. They will tell you today that, yeah, we would have included Ben in a trade for James Harden if they could have gotten that done. They will tell you that. So I think that was probably one of the first big catalysts. I think certainly, like, some of this is, you know, people in his camp and people around him being in his ear over the years, like, look, this team is not structured around just you. This is Joel Embiid's team. They feel like he takes blame that, you know, isn't sometimes always fair to just him. And, you know, to some degree, that's fair. And then I think finally that moment where, you know, they had this awful, awful game seven defeat, the second round defeat. He gets turned into the scapegoat and, you know, to some degree, rightfully so. And I think they just take a look around at the landscape and say, look, this is, you know, thanks, but no thanks to all of this. And, you know, it's better for me, for him to move on. And, you know, I think it's logical to some extent, but, you know, I think the manner through which they're going about it is, you know, a little ridiculous if you're asking me.
Kyle, is he also unhappy with the city? Are we part of the problem?
Look, I think that's what they're presenting right now. And I think, you know, if I was him, if I was, you know, a handsomely paid professional athlete and I could choose between playing in a city where people are just going to boo me constantly because of how you've let them down over the years and somewhere where you can start fresh, you know, I probably would take the start fresh scenario. But he also, like, the big thing here, Angelo, regardless of where he ends up, if he reconciles here somehow, or he just moves on like he and his camp want to, he's got to look in the mirror and say, a big reason for that is me. Like, the number one reason for that is me. He has not improved on the offensive end since he's been drafted, and that is the biggest reason why we're here today. If he had any sort of, you know, meager progression as an offensive player, we wouldn't be here today. They would be happy that Joel would have backed him up, the team would have backed him up, Doc Rivers would have backed him up, they have in public to a grand extent over the years. But, you know, that is the number one problem here, is that
he has
not changed as a player.
But here's the problem on this clean slate in a new city. He is a national embarrassment right now, not a local one. Kendrick Perkins, ESPN, Listen to what he said yesterday.
I'm disappointed in Ben Simmons is that you have a job, you have an obligation, you're getting paid a whole lot of money. It's guys before you that paved the way for you to make a lot of money. It's your obligation to uphold that so that other guys that come behind you could get paid the same amount of dollars and get paid a lot of letters. And what's going to happen is the next CBA, owners are going to come up, and this is the first thing that they're going to bring up. Hold on. We cannot be paying guys $150 to $250 million over 5 years, and they're not going to show up to work.
Wherever he ends up, they're going to know what he's doing here. Kyle, he's a marked man anywhere in the NBA right now.
So the most important thing that Kendrick Perkins brings up there, Angelo, is the league ramifications of this, right?
Yeah.
I think Adam Silver and the league office looking at this, this is different than somebody with a year or maybe 2 years left on their deal saying, look, I'm out of here. I don't want to be here anymore. This is a guy with most of his extension left. He was signed with an extension that is literally designed to keep guys with their team on a second contract after teams draft them. And, you know, it's not just about Ben Simmons at this point, Angelo. I think looking down the road, there's already been some whispers of a guy like Zion Williamson looking to get out of New Orleans the first chance that he gets. Now, whether you believe that stuff or not is, you know, it's up to you. But they look at something like this, if this escalates to where a guy with 4 years left on a max extension can just sort of angle his way out of town whenever he wants, well, what's the repercussions of that for other guys and other teams around the league? Like, I think the league is big time in Philadelphia's corner on this, so I'm interested to see how that kind of manifests itself as they work the calls here.
Here's the bottom line, Kyle, true or false. Daryl Morey did not play this well because Ben's value now is at its lowest point. Should have made the move before that. True or false?
I think that's true to some degree. Like if you would ask me, I advocated for the James Harden trade hard. I think one of the problems there is that the Houston Rockets did not really want to do a deal with Daryl Morey. And I think the other problem is I don't know that they really wanted Ben Simmons that badly compared to the big picks rebuild package. And I think that's one of the problems this summer, too. Like, I know Dame Lillard has not actually asked out yet, so there wasn't a deal to be made with Portland during the summer. But, you know, I don't know that he's priority number one if they're tearing it down and getting rid of Damian Lillard. Like, Ben Simmons is an idiosyncratic player. He's a guy that you're going to have to structure the entire team and organization around. So to your point earlier, Angelo, where, you know, people know this guy and the book is out on him to some degree. Everybody saw this summer what we saw. Everyone saw the game 7, no dunk, the no participation on offense in the fourth quarter. Like, I don't know how you sell this guy to other teams other than they have to believe that they have the secret sauce to get through to this guy. And, you know, he has shown that he's a pretty stubborn and self-centered kind of guy.
Do you think he ever plays again in a Sixer uniform?
You know, Angelo, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say yes. So here's what I would say, Angelo. There's no real precedent for extended NBA holdouts, right? Like, eventually, even James Harden last year, who put up a big stink, who showed up overweight and out of shape, was in, you know, strip clubs throwing around money and whatever in the middle of a pandemic. Even he showed up to play last year, and even the pressure fell on him to come back to the organization. I don't think the Sixers like the offers that are out there right now. Like, I think they're being honest when they tell you that. So I think it might happen. I think it's certainly less likely than I would have said it was, you know, maybe 24 or 48 hours ago. But I would not rule it out at all. And all right. I think if that happens, you know as well as I do, it's going to get pretty ugly around here.
Oh, no, I'm going to make sure it gets ugly. I'm going to organize my own group to boo the bejesus out of that guy.
We're
going to
march on Camden.
I'm going to march on Camden on Monday. I may see you there, Kyle. I just got to get directions. I've never been there before.
Kyle. If you are there, Angelo, make sure you drop me a line. I'll come say hello.
I sure will. We'll if I drop you a line, it's for bodyguard services. Kyle, be well.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.